I'm Carrie Bringhurst, 35 minutes now after the hour. A number of events taking place in the Ogden area yesterday and overnight, and we wanted to check in this morning with Dave Greiling of the Ogden Standard Examiner to update us on some of the events that are happening there. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
We have headlines this morning regarding the investigation into the fired Weber High School assistant principal. What can you tell us about that firing and information about the gentleman who was serving as assistant principal there?
Well, he'd worked for the Weber School District for about 14 years at several different schools in a number of different positions, and he was terminated on March 21st, I believe, and the school district also provided information about that termination to the North Ogden Police Department. So beyond that, there's not a lot of details of what the allegations are. The North Ogden Police have turned that information over to the police department in Pocatello, Idaho, where whatever is alleged to have happened apparently happened there, and they are actually the ones that are conducting the investigation now.
And again, that was Jim Bell, who was Weber High School's assistant principal. He has been fired, and we'll bring you the latest as we have it, and you can also follow that story by going to the Standard Examiner. Also, in other news, some exciting news for those in the Ogden area, and it has to do with an ice sheet expansion, an ice sheet meaning basically an ice skating rink, right?
That's right. The current ice sheet was constructed around the time the Olympics were here, and it actually was the venue for Olympic curling, and it's getting a lot of use, so the county is adding on to it to try to relieve some of that pressure on the current facility.
Now, they've made a contract. What's it going to cost to make these changes?
Well, the contract that they approved yesterday was for the architectural work on the expansion portion of the facility, and that was for about $455,000. The projected cost of the new building, if you will, or the expanded portion of the current building, is about $7.5 million.
Now, what monies are they going to use to fund this project?
A lot of the money is coming through the ramp tax, which is recreation amusement parks tax that's levied on Weber County purchases.
Well, you mentioned one of my favorite words, and that's amusement. And we have an amusement park here in the state of Utah, which is located in Davis County, where you report from. That's a lagoon. And in the paper, you also have details about a new ride there. This is a $2.5 million attraction.
Yeah, it's called the Air Race, and they're putting it or constructing it now. And they hope to have it ready when the park opens this weekend, I believe.
Oh, really? So is this something that's catered more to adults or to younger children?
Well, there are the usual restrictions for height and health and whatnot that you have to meet in order to ride on it. So if you're tall enough and healthy enough, it doesn't really matter how old you are, I guess. It's open to anybody.
So one of the descriptions is multi-vectored sensations. Not sure what that means, but says here that it's a 42-foot tower. So it could be a lot of fun. We always find out interesting news and information from you every week, Dave, and that's another story in today's Standard Examiner. Thanks so much for joining us during UPR Newsline, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, thanks.